Thank you and good afternoon. After a three-year legal battle between the Humboldt County Coalition for Property Rights and the county, a settlement in the case was agreed between both counties in an announcement earlier this afternoon. HUMCPR brought a lawsuit to the county in 2012 alleging violations of the state Subdivision and Map Act by shading parcels on the county's parcel map. Some of the details in the settlement illustrates that the county will cease the practice and the county has 60 days to remove all reference to those shaded parcels. County Supervisor Estelle Fennell commented on the settlement, stating that she is glad both parties were able to get this issue resolved, and the settlement will ensure that the county will no longer continue the practice. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office are looking for two male suspects who broke into a Scotia residence on North Court Friday night, an incident in which the homeowner inflicted a stab wound on one of the suspects. A 64-year-old male victim went to answer his door when a white male adult forcibly entered and brandished a firearm, threatening to shoot. A struggle ensued, and during the altercation, the victim located a nearby knife and stabbed the suspect. Another man then entered to retrieve the wounded suspect, and both fled the scene out of the rear of the residence. The victim received a minor injury but declined medical attention when emergency personnel arrived on scene. Eureka police officers responded to a residence in the 3400 block of N Street Monday night and found 37-year-old Fortuna resident Roosevelt Hester attempting to break in through the rear sliding glass door. Police detained Hester, and during questioning, he refused to reveal his identity. However, an officer recognized Hester as a suspect from an attempted burglary Sunday night at a motel on Broadway. The homeowner's surveillance video showed Hester attempting to open multiple windows as well as removing the screen from the rear sliding glass door. Hester was booked into county jail on burglary charges, loitering, as well as probation violation. A woman who was found dead by a passerby in the Redwood Community Forest on September 10th was identified today by the coroner's office as a resident of Tennessee, and the death has been ruled as a suicide. The Arcata Police Department responded to the scene that afternoon, and along with the county coroner's office, both conducted a thorough investigation into the incident. Next of kin have been notified, and law enforcement are currently investigating how the victim arrived to Humboldt County. Monday night, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a call from the Willows Police Department based in Glynn County and informed them that missing person Dale Sylvie was located. Sylvie was reported as missing by his mother on Saturday after Sylvie left for Eureka from New Mexico last Tuesday to pick up property and hadn't been heard from since last Thursday. Sylvie was located and did not require any medical attention or assistance from law enforcement. The shoulder tap operation has been used by law enforcement in the county in an effort to prevent minors from obtaining alcohol. Eureka police over the weekend arrested two individuals during their most recent operation. To further the effort, the police department will be hosting a free seminar for all Humboldt County businesses and their employees who hold alcohol licenses. The seminar will be held in the Wharfinger building on October 7th, and attendees will receive information on updated state laws, how to properly check IDs, and refuse service. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Earlier this afternoon, the Eureka Rescue Mission held a groundbreaking ceremony as the mission announced groundwork for expansion of the building. A new kitchen, a bigger cafeteria, which can hold over 150 people, as well as an enclosed courtyard, are just some of the new features that will be added to the building to help improve services. Brian Hall, the director of the mission, explained to your reporter some of the benefits of expansion.
We'll be able to comfortably house the people and comfortably feed them in a nicer environment. It's going to be really good. We're really, really excited about this project.
Hall went on to say that the initial expansions are just part one of improving the mission's building. Renovations to other parts of the building will soon follow. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors approved contracts with the City of Fortuna and Eureka for Measure Z allocations this morning. Fortuna will receive $125,000 to fund a full-time police officer who will also be assigned to the County Drug Task Force. Eureka will also receive $400,000, which will be used to fund two police officers and homeless support services. $157,000 of those dollars will be transferred to the Department of Health and Human Services per the city's request. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.